The Frank Fontana Show.
I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
It's not just home improvement.
That's what I call a great idea.
It's life improvement.
We didn't know anything about this.
Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite.
Oh, yes, and one of my favorite things is Halloween, and lots of buzz is already starting about events that are happening, and we've had these folks on before, the Chicago Murder Mystery Crew. Mm-hmm. They do public parties, and now they're doing a murder at Dracula's Castle, Dracula. And they're all sitting here in studio with me, all in costume. So, folks, you got to hop onto our website, WGNradio.com /watch. And you will see the crew, the team from the Murder Mystery Public Parties events here dressed in costume. We have Casey, we have Julian, Dawn, and Juan. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
And can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I am fine.
Good.
Fine. You look good.
Thanks. So do you. You look very much.
Compliments will get you everywhere.
Yes. And you're dressed as the crystal ball gypsy. Is that
right.
Correct?
I'm a spiritual communicator.
Spiritual communicator. And everyone here is playing a part for the murder mystery that all revolves around Dracula's castle. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into a skit. But first, where can people find more information about this so I can get them to get tickets right away? What's the website?
Okay, you go to mysteryltd.com, or the phone number is 773-777-5000.
And what can people expect when they go to Dracula's Castle?
Audience participation. They all get a new identity. They all get clues. And during the event, murders occur, and you got to figure out who done it.
I'm a fan of Dracula. We've enlisted. You, Jenna was just cast for a role, and she just got congratulations.
Thank you. This is my first
who are you
debut.
Gonna be playing?
I'm Erica Trueblood.
Trueblood.
I'm Erica. A suspect and the stepdaughter, and my mother's right there.
Yes.
Hello, mother.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So that's Julian is playing the mother, and Cassie. Who are you playing?
I am the Lady in Diamonds, Lady Simone, and I'm the ghost that's haunting the mansion.
Okay, Juan, who are you today?
I am Junior Dracula, and I'm currently a student at SAU, St. Abnormal University.
I'm so proud of my son.
Wait, so is that my brother?
Yes,
absolutely.
That's
okay. I'm your brother. And,
I mean, it's a solid question to ask. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And not only that, but I'm working on my master's. You know, this one should only take 8 years, working towards my degree in philosophy.
Nice. Oh, wow. Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and you're paying for that, right?
Yes.
Mom's
with all
not.
The, all
I won't
the, all
let
the money
her.
That father has left me.
Yes.
So, guys, give us a flavor of what one of these skits look like, and we'll... I'll be the silent director over here. So, guys, for the folks listening, you're about to hear a little piece of what happens during the murder mystery at
Dracula's
Castle.
Okay.
And action.
Countess Diana, you want to go first?
Well, I have to say that I'm very, very happy about the murder that takes place in this mystery, because it was my husband that was murdered in this mystery, so I'm finally free. I just have to take care of my two children that are here with us today, but I think over time they'll be able to go off on their own and let me enjoy my life after 25 years in just misery with my husband, David Dracula. And I'm a professional actress, and we met, I was auditioning for one of his shows. And, you know, it wasn't love at first sight, but somehow he got some of the dirt on me from my past, and he forced me to marry him. And I've been trying to get out of the marriage for years, but he threatened to kill my lovely daughter, Erica, if I ever divorced him. So that's where I am. So now it's happy days are here again for me, because my husband has been murdered.
Nice. And what do you say about this, Erica?
I think I did it.
What? All right. And son of Dracula, what say you?
I mean, I'm not going to say if.
Uh-huh.
But.
Well, what I can say is that, you know, all that misery that my mother's going through, I really feel for you. But I'm more concerned about all the freshman girls at the SAU.
Of course.
And, of course, you know, driving around my black Mercedes, bumping the latest Jitterbug tunes, making sure that I get their attention. And of course, when that doesn't work, what I do is I go into the sorority and I announce, anybody want to get married for a couple hours? My father's count. I have lots of money. And of course, no one lady stays with me for one night.
Ooh. It's a great way to spend the money.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the kind of son I've been raised.
And I hear there's a ghost that haunts this castle.
Yes, that is me. I was killed 200 years ago by my husband, Philip, because I was having an affair with his brother, and I was with child with
the brother?
His brother, yes.
Naughty. Naughty ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And crystal ball spiritual communicator?
Well, what can I say about myself? I am crystal ball, bloodlust, and I am a spiritual communicator, and I held the seance when the count got murdered. Someone paid me $1,000 to blow out the light, the candle, and somebody put a wooden stake through his heart.
Hmm.
Actually, I'm not at all upset because I've been his mistress for 22 years. And my son, Snake, our son, between me and the deceased.
So you had an affair with Dracula?
Absolutely. 22 years.
And you have an illegitimate child by
Absolutely.
Dracula?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah, the family's into that.
Now you know why I'm so happy he's gone.
Yeah, right. Now you see where all of my likings come from.
Oh,
yeah.
It's just horrible.
But
and you see why I'm bitter.
I have to say that after all the years that I spent with him, He just recently dropped me.
Yeah.
And you know health has no fury as a woman scorned.
Oh, yeah.
So
Is Dracula still, he's deceased at the moment? He got a stake to the heart?
He died. Yes, yeah. He is gone.
But I think I'm high on the suspect list.
I would imagine so. Mm-hmm. I would think that a couple people in this room might be high. Dracula looks pretty happy. You're blackmailing people?
Oh, yeah, I'm into that now.
So, folks listening out there on WGN Radio, what you're hearing is a little taste of what you would get at the Murder Mystery Castle for Dracula's Castle. This is an event that you can go see, be a participant like Jenna is right now. She's playing the daughter
of Jack.
And Dracula, in this scenario, has been killed by somebody in this room.
Murdered.
Your job as a participant of this event would be to figure out who killed Dracula. Can anybody guess right now? Just by the voices you hear?
I'm looking at Mom.
Me?
Yes.
I'm looking at me.
I'm looking at the ghost. The ghost could potentially... Can the ghost kill?
Can it? Yeah. Are there rules in this world? Like, can a ghost, like, physically do harm to another
Absolutely
human being?
Absolutely no.
I am trying to clear my name because I am... It was supposed to be, you know, that I did it, but... Yeah. I'm trying to clear my name. That's why I broke the barrier past the spirit world.
And I do think, though, that someone here is trying to blame everything on you. I know that the police have found makeup, a wig, and something familiar to what you're wearing that, you know, has helped them believe that it's all led to you, pointing the finger at you. But I know that it's somebody in this room.
Interesting. Well, don't give any more information out other than the website so people can go and experience this again. What is the website?
Website is mysteryltd.com.
And where will this be held? At a real castle somewhere?
No, we're doing it. It's the murder in the... it's the Dracula's Castle murder mystery, but we do it on our 10-acre estate in the St. Charles area.
Spooky. It sounds spooky.
It is.
Just 10 acres alone.
It actually is a bona fide where the spiritual people go and say that they're ghost hunters. Mm-hmm. They do bring people there. They've been documented on television many times.
I love
this
stuff.
It's a creepy place. It's a beautiful place, but it has that creepiness to it.
I could just so the way you guys describe me, I'm getting chills.
Have any of you guys experienced any supernatural activities?
No, but people have come back from the mysteries saying that they saw someone in the garden.
Yeah,
sitting there.
Some woman
say that they see this old lady walking around in the garden. But personally, I've heard many, many stories at the mysteries of people that say that when they spent the night, this one woman told me that when she spent the night there, that she felt somebody get in bed with her.
Hey now. On that note, we have to go.
Yeah, lovely.
Thank you guys so much. It was quick, but I appreciate it. Go check out the murder mystery of Dracula's Castle. I'm sure you're going to have a good time. You can call 773-267-6400 to book your tickets today. We'll be right back, folks.